Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
First of all, can you just, before we get into anything else, can you just tell us if this Moody's thing is A, relevant, and B, Scott Bessent's justification for not caring yesterday was...
Everyone should stop listening to Scott Bessent, and as far as I'm concerned. But it matters because, this is... When you see a downgrade, just remember, what is this rating supposed to mean? It's supposed to measure the ability for the United States to repay its debts, okay? And so when we have a cut in our sovereign credit rating, it essentially is saying to the world that... The United States has so much debt and the costs for managing that debt are rising such that the external ratings agencies think that this could be a problem. Now, it's not a problem this second, but what we're really seeing between the lines is that ratings agencies and a lot of bond investors are concerned that whatever comes out of D.C. in terms of the extension of the tax cuts from 2017 will add to the nation's debt load, maybe $3.5 trillion to the country's debt, or essentially another $5 trillion if we extend all the temporary provisions. So we have a lot of debt. It costs more to service that debt because interest rates are higher today than they were, say, 5 years ago.
Right.
And this is a concern. Now, do you and I have to be worried about it? You think, what do I care? Except that if interest rates rise overall because of this, because basically anyone who lends money to the government says, I demand higher interest because you have so much debt, then it's bad for us. We've been complaining for a while that interest rates are really high and that's harmful to us. This would make it even worse.
There was this conspiracy theory, grand bargaining talk underneath, I don't know how credible it is, that the China tariff tension was some sort of long-term effort to try to get them to maybe do some big bargain and renegotiate our long-term debt. But I don't know if there's any...
Guess that's not happening, right?
No, it's not. So I guess it was a conspiracy.
I think that Bessent's really, it's a little bit crazy. I don't know what he believes and what he doesn't believe. But many people say to me that, this is a guy who understands how markets work. He knows what's happening. And, while the government, the president campaigned on this idea that I am going to extend tax cuts, there are certainly many people in both parties that are concerned about the amount of debt that is piling up. Okay.
Yeah.
We paid like over $1 trillion of interest last year. So that is more than the entire budget of the Pentagon. So this is like when it becomes real. And I don't like to compare it to households because it's not like that. Governments do carry debt, but our debt is getting so large. And the programs where you might be able to find some relief in trying to cut the debt are programs neither side wants to cut. Nobody wants to cut Medicare. Nobody wants to cut Social Security. So if you take Medicare, Social Security, and defense off the table, there's not a lot to cut to make up all this debt that we're carrying.
That's 100% true. And I talk about it, because Ray Dalio lives in our state, and he's been on this too. I believe that it's the most under-discussed topic in our world, and I think it's... The chickens will come home to roost. And what Bessent said yesterday on Meet the Press, it's like, Biden added to the debt and deficit. So did the first Trump administration. So did the Obama administration. So did Bush administration. They've all been deficit spending way too much. So
the thing that is always a funny thing about debt and deficits and having that conversation, the reason why it's not discussed is that it's basically boring. And until I say to you, except it's going to cost you more to finance everything you care about, like your car, like your credit cards, like your house, then all of a sudden people pick their heads up and say, oh my, that's terrible. I don't want that. And just to be clear, right now, the 30-year mortgage rate is at 6.81%. So if you like all this this extension of your tax cuts, you better get used to 8% mortgage rates.
Yeah. Hey, we're talking with Jill Schlesinger, by the way, Jill on Money, CBS News. You go to jillonmoney.com and you can read her blog. We can't give good service to the advice for college grads. We only have about a minute and a half, and that's my fault. And again, I'll yield my 2 minutes extra to you next week. Can you give like the one most important thing for our young men and women to think about as they move on to the next phase?
Yeah, I think that I'll give you a quick track your spending. Just know where your money goes. If you start tracking your spending early, it's a lot easier to just get into that habit early. And whatever debt you have, whether it's student loans or credit cards or an auto loan, get your arms around what it is, automate all of your payments as much as possible so that you don't miss a payment, so your credit doesn't go into the toilet early in your life. So those are very easy things to do. When I say them like that, track your spending, manage your debt. And in reality, they are very hard.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't even do it now. I'm 53. But that's anyway.
One last thing. Avoid finfluencers. You know what those are, right?
Those are like, you know, like TikTok Instagrammers are trying to give you advice.
Yeah, they look awesome on camera and they give lousy advice.
Okay. Duly noted. I won't listen to them either. Jill, again, thanks for playing. We appreciate
it. Take care, buddy.
All right, Jill Schlesinger. Again, CBS News, Jill on Money.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.